Up next, we have Girl Anachronism by the Dresden Dolls. That was Girl Anachronism by the Dresden Dolls. If you see that song a lot in my recent listening, check in. Up next, we have Unfair by Pavement. That was Unfair by Pavement. Hags, I have to confess something to you. I listened to a lot of like Riot Girl in high school. Not a lot of traditional punk, just because once you get into the stuff that like men say at you is like the real stuff, it really just starts to sound like men screaming, and I'm not super into that. So I didn't really know, and like all of the Riot Girl that I listened to that I would have put in, they those that you know that they that Kathleen Hanna, she loves her naughty words. So those were no-nos too. So like when I was thinking of more punk songs to put in here, I was kind of coming up short. So I'm relying on like the cultural canon here, and we're just gonna listen to some Ramones really quick because, like, if anyone tries to tell me that's not hardcore enough, take it up with every man who's ever talked at me about Joey Ramone. So we're gonna listen to Judy's a Punk, swiftly followed by Teenage Lobotomy. That was Teenage Lobotomy. Before that was Judy as a Punk, both by the Ramones. So fun fact, my dad, my father, his stage name back in the day was Professor Lobotomy. It's still his Instagram handle, I believe. And he met the Ramones manager a year before they wrote this song and like was introduced as Tony Professor Lobotomy. So I'm not saying that the Ramones stole the lobotomy thing from my dad, but I'm also not saying that. Yeah, little lore for you. Okay, we just had the Ramones. Now, real quick, we're gonna listen to "We Don't Need the English" by Bags. See what I did there?
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You just heard "We Don't Need the English" by Bags. Now we're transitioning into the like silent, sad portion of our finals week emotional expression. And so we have "House of Cards" by Radiohead. See what I did there?
Fall.
That was House of Cards by Radiohead. Up next, we have This Night Has Opened My Eyes by The Smiths.
In a river, the color of land, immerse the baby's head, wrap her up in the news of the world, dump her on a doorstep, girl.
AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. AdoptUSKids. For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinner.
Got one.
That was This Night Has Opened My Eyes by the Smiths. I'm just going to package these last two together. It's, spoiler alert, it's Speed Trials by Elliott Smith and Thursday Girl by Mitski. Yeah, she put a lot of thought into this one, guys. This is the sad section, and I was like, okay. Radiohead, Morrissey, Elliott Smith, Mitski. Done. Call it a day. So yeah, this is Speed Trials and Thursday Girl.
Shows me what I am. Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
All right, that was Thursday Girl by Mitski. Before that was Speed Trials by Elliott Smith. At the cafe I used to work at back home, there was this regular who is the sweetest dad. He had the most adorable children, the most like soft-spoken, wonderful guy. And I was wearing an Elliott Smith t-shirt once, and he like commented on it, and he was like, oh, I listened to Elliott Smith all the time when I was your age. But I don't anymore because it's just too depressing. And I was like, psh, I'll never grow out of Elliott Smith. And I felt the same way about Mitski. And I even saw discourse not that long ago about, like, people who dropped Mitski because she's, like, too sad and they don't want to listen to her anymore, fake fans. I'm like, hey, I don't want to feel this way forever. Hot take. But I do still love both of those albums, especially both of those albums, Either Or and Puberty 2, respectively. But, you know, like, we've got to... And that's what this next... Hey, and that's what this next section is for. Bring in a little bit of cheer, a little bit of tranquility to the finals mood. Sometimes you reach that flow state where you realize that, like, you put in that final grade calculator and, you know, realize that everything will probably be okay. And that's where we're at. That's where we need to be. So we're transitioning into the tranquil part of the playlist now. Not all, but a lot of these upcoming songs I listened to on the way to the airport on Saturday before my flight was canceled. But this one is a kin to Miss Mitski. It's Faye Webster, and this is Underdressed at the Symphony.
Spending money just to feel something. At least go broke with me, heal from something. And I'm wearing my clothes, I'm not the silhouette you know. Oh, you dear, all the same things, I doubt it. At the symphony.
That was Underdressed at the Symphony by Faye Webster. Up next, we have Cicada by Cornelia Murr. That was Cicada by Cornelia Murr. Cicada, if you're from a certain part of the Midwest. I just wrote a poem about cicadas a few weeks ago. Up next, we have Don't Know What I'm Gonna Do by Harumi.
What I'm going to do. When I think of you, I concentrate my love.
That was Don't Know What I'm Gonna Do by Harumi. Up next, we have Without Him by Triste Gennaro. They only ever put out one album, Meet Triste Gennaro. So come say hello.
Thinking he'll be there, but he never comes. And I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes. And I rise to spend another day without him. It's just no good anymore. When you walk through the door of an empty room, you go inside, set a table for one. It's no fun when you have to spend a day without him. The moon, such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now, and it sounds like a lie. Said I'd rather die than be without him. When it knows how to swing and it grooves like a clock, but the hands on the clock say it's time to part, and it's breaking my heart to spend another day without him. Can't go on without him. There is no song.
That was Without Him by Triste Gennaro. Up next, we have... That song has some, like, visible bossa nova influences, in my opinion. So we have Agua de Beber, performed by Astrid Gilberto and, of course, Tom Jobim.
Eu quis amar. água de bebê, camarada. Água de bebê, água de bebê, camarada. Te batunga, bate lá da badava, te batunga, bate lá da badava, te batunga.
That was Agua de Beber, I think. I don't know. I love Portuguese. Can't pronounce it for a wink. Up next, we've got It's a Lovely Game, Louise by The Circle.
It's a lovely game, Louise, but it's not the same. Side, your eyes are open wide. Is it just your pride that keeps it all inside? It makes you believe it's a lovely game you play, Louise. And this lovely game you play, sigh and you're crying, 'cause you don't believe it's a lovely game you play, Louise. Such a
that was It's a Lovely Game, Louise by The Circle with a Y and a K. One more song and then I'll fly off into the night cackling on my broomstick. This is My Dear Life by Mariangela Celeste. Real quick, I was planning to like just play, I don't know, whale sounds, yoga music this entire time, but my roommate, dear Maddie, was like, you should play crash out music. So that's how we got this beautiful evolution of Finals Emotions. I hope we ended on a tranquil note. This has been Young Hag. I've been Tess. The station has been WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source. And I'll see y'all next Monday for the Young Hag Holiday Extravaganza. All right, this is My Dear Life. Bye, Hags.